Know. Live. Transform. This is 702 for the curious.
It is 18 minutes to 9 o'clock and I'm joined on the line by Glenda Daniels, SANEF's Diversity and Ethics Chairperson. Glenda, thank you very much for joining us. Really, really appreciate your time.
Good evening. How are you doing?
I'm well, thanks. Commissions of inquiry are the talk of the day, talk of the moment. We've got the PIC inquiry that's taking place at the moment, the state capture inquiry. We had all sorts of inquiries at Parliament around what's happening at Eskom, the inquiry into what was happening at SARS. Now I see that there is a call from yourselves for an inquiry into what's happening in the media space. Why, Glenda?
Yes, look, I think it's about time because, in fact, we've noted it's actually come from the public itself. It's come from within the industry. But what's been noted over the last few years has been a decreased level of trust in journalism, unfortunately. So even though journalism has been responsible in many ways for bringing about the Pick inquiry and Bondo, Nugent and so forth. And, you know, the evidence there has also been used in these to bring these witnesses to their testimony.
Yes.
So even though journalism has done great stuff, journalism has also been on the receiving end of huge criticism and there's been a lot of loss of trust from the public because of false news that's being reported, fake news, disinformation, misinformation, certain journalists being backing political factions. As you know, as everyone knows in South Africa, there are political factions in the ruling party. And unfortunately, you know, journalists have been involved in this too. So that's one issue. The other issue is that, you know, there's been large-scale retrenchments in Newsroom. So what journalists are going through has also impacted what media companies are going through in terms of loss of profits, have put the squeeze on journalists and newsrooms, and that's impacted on the quality of news. So there are a whole range of things that have been happening, you know, advertising flying off to the large media tech companies, which are global, and we have lots of local media through that. The old model of journalism of the past, which is to the business model of, you know, advertising, sales, revenue, et cetera. It's over. It's finished. So that's what the inquiry is going to really be about, to look at what's happening in journalism, how we can increase the kind of quality of journalism that we have so that it fulfills its mandate, which is to inform the public, to be there as a watchdog for the public, to listen to publics who have been marginalized. And all sorts of people will be called upon, you know, will be called upon, including members of the public can go and submit their written views and they can also be interviewed. So there's an email panel at mediainquiry.co.za.
Let me just ask you, just in terms of the thinking that has generated the call for this inquiry. Some people are going to say the inquiry is being called upon by SANEF, and some people view the very SANEF as a captured lapdog of the media, of a factional media. How do you propose to rise above those suspicions, Glenda? And secondly, who would you be calling on to head up this kind of inquiry?
Okay, so number one, SANEF's also come in for loads of criticism, as you say, and that's why it's an independent commission. So it's going to be headed up by retired Judge Cathy Satchel, and it will include former journalists, panelists Makiwa Bikicha and Rich Mkonda. So it's going to be, you know, because people have criticized SANEF as well, SANEF has taken it upon itself to institute, to initiate such a thing.
Yeah.
But it can't be SANEF. It can't be people who are in SANEF holding positions that actually do it. So the panel of three that I've just mentioned to you, the three names, they'll be calling upon people, you know, from civil society, members of the public, interested parties, government departments, business organizations, political parties, etc., to come forth and give their opinions about what's been going on, about captured media. And it's not just about certain high-profile cases. For instance, the SARS Rogue Unit, it would be Independent Newspaper, it could be the SABC. There are a whole lot of different organizations that have been, inverted commas, captured in different ways.
Yeah. You know? What will be the fundamental question that this inquiry will be seeking to answer? In other words, the scope of state capture, the scope of media capture, the scope of various, of the capture of various sectors of our economy is such a huge scope. What exactly is this inquiry trying to excavate and expose? And when, what will the terms of reference be for that purpose?
So it's going to be broadly about media ethics and the credibility of the media, and where did what kind of breaches did take place on the part of media in South Africa, and what kind of obstacles have there been to accountable and credible media, which is supposed to fulfill its mandate, in terms of the role of the media in a democracy. So those are basically the things. And in terms of scope, we're looking at as broad a scope as possible. So it'll run for 9 months, and there'll be a report that'll come out. And in terms of scope, in terms of who's going to be called upon, it has to be broad. One can't say it only has to be people who reported on SARS or the Sunday Times. It has to be media industry owners, editors, journalists, as well as, as I mentioned earlier, members of the public and civil society and so forth. What else can I tell you about scope?
So it's going to be quite broad. The reason why I asked that question, Glenda, is because I suspect if you don't have a very clear terms of reference, you could keep going and on and on and on and on without necessarily coming to some sort of conclusion. Yeah. That's my first worry. Second worry is if indeed this is going to be a self-sanitizing, some sort of a cleansing ceremony for the media that has gone through a bit of a credibility crisis over the last few years. In fact, since the media in South Africa has been the media in South Africa, it has been through some credibility crisis. How far back are we going? Do we go back to the days of the Dirty Tricks campaign of the apartheid government, Stratcom, and all of those kinds of things? Or is it only about the very recent past, circa 1994 onwards?
I think it's going to be the very recent past, and it's going to be about the post-apartheid and what's happened recently. It can't go back and back and back. And, it's obviously there are worries about the scope. Obviously, it can't be a sanitizing process that we all did a fantastic job as the media, because there wouldn't be this inquiry if we believe that was the case.
Yes.
So, and it must encompass broadly broadcast, print, online, including commercial and community media. And it can't, it shall not duplicate the inquiry into political interference in the South African Broadcasting Corporation, but may refer to and rely upon evidence where necessary. You're right. It's broad, but, as things happen and as it takes some kind of organic form, some things will come out of it, which is better than not doing any kind of, looking at examinations of ethical breaches. Yeah. Everyone knows what they are, so people are going to come forward. And, already people have taken a huge interest in it, media and members of the public.
So we've heard some of the criticisms that have been leveled against various inquiries that suggest that, we've got yet another inquiry here, or inquiry. Somebody says they don't like the way I pronounce
it. Inquiry, isn't it? I think you're pronouncing it correctly.
Yeah, inquiry. You know what I'm trying to talk about, yeah, Glenda. But the issue here is this. The question is, so what is its legal standing going to be, this particular commission? We are hearing about the Commission of Inquiry, the State Capture Commission of Inquiry, that yes, so we've got all of these submissions. President Jacob Zuma, former President Jacob Zuma, has been invited and he has in fact agreed that he'll be coming from the 15th to the 19th of July. But these inquiries don't have any real power. They are nothing more than a sitting around and gossiping about things that happened in the past. So what power?
Really.
What power will this particular inquiry have?
Well,
will people go to jail?
It's certainly not going to have that kind of power to
yep.
put people in jail. It's an independent thing. It's not like It's not about that, but it's about giving public opportunity and giving people the opportunity to know work and how things didn't work, how breaches of, ethics code, press code of South Africa was broken, for instance, because a lot of people don't actually know how the media works. They don't know how mistakes were made. They don't know how people could have been misled by political factions, etc. And this is a great opportunity. That's the way I see it. And maybe people will do retractions. Maybe there'll be apologies. Maybe people will resign. Who knows? I don't know. But it's not the same status as the Zondo Commission, for instance, because, it doesn't have... it's not the kind of commission that's come up from the public protector or, that sort of thing,
yep.
or from the state itself. It's obviously... It's independent and it's come from the industry.
So if anybody wants to submit or give some evidence, has a particular complaint, and I imagine that you're going to have a lot of political parties who don't like what certain journalists have to say, and perhaps companies, businesses that have been exposed by certain investigative journalists will probably come through and say a lot. What is going to be the process? How do people come in and contribute to this process?
Well, the inquiry is going to be gathering evidence, and we'll then draft up a report. But in the meanwhile, from as of now, what people ought to be doing is to be emailing the panel that I mentioned,
yes.
panel@mediainquiry.co.za. We sent out a press statement on that with these details. And then from there, some people will be called to come and give evidence and have interviews with the commissioners, the panelists, for instance. In the meanwhile, the independent panel will be interviewing media ethics experts and academics and media owners and journalists and editors and so forth. And then there's the other opportunity, apart from the interviews, for people to send submissions via email. And then, if they want to be interviewed, they can be too.
Glenda Daniels, thanks very much for letting us know about this inquiry, or whatever it is. And I'm hoping...
Let's call it a commission.
Let's call it a commission. I really appreciate your time.
Absolutely right. It's an inquiry. Thank you very much.
Really, really appreciate your time. Glenda Daniels, SANEF Diversity Ethics Chairperson. Let me read you this. This person says to me, "But Aubrey, what do you guys want? You were happy that salaries were not going to be paid so that you guys can have a story." Really? Wow. Okay, we were. You checked? I wonder where you got that information from. Says, "And so that you can blast the government on air. Now salaries will be paid and you're sounding disappointed. And now casting aspersions about the identity of the lender." No, I'm wanting to know who the lender is, given the fact that we've been through a whole process of state capture because of people who are powerful, who lend monies, who borrow money. Anyway, understanding the recent history of our public companies, maybe you guys should work with the government rather than work against it, rather than celebrate its weakness. An example of that would be simply call minister's office about the identity of the lender before you run with the story. The ministry is not telling us. You guys are worse than the unions sometimes, says this person. I think it's Tladi from Sibukeng. It's 3 minutes to 9 o'clock.